If you enjoy this podcast, then subscribe to catch all future episodes.
Welcome to the Need to Know Actress Show, and thank you for joining me, Sarah Dugdale. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good. You're from Canada, yeah? What part of Canada are you from?
I'm from BC. I grew up an hour outside of Vancouver, but now I live in Vancouver.
Oh, I see. Okay, brilliant. The second series of Virgin River is going out tomorrow. Is that right? It's going out tomorrow?
The 27th. So you're a little early, but...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so you weren't in the first season, is that correct? Or
no, I wasn't in the first season. My aunt is in the first season, Aunt Connie, but I show up in the second season.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're not your real aunt. Your aunt in...
No, my TV aunt.
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've only seen the first episode of the first season. So it's kind of a feel good kind of show, isn't it? A kind of rom com kind of vibe.
It's kind of like a medical small town rom com, and I think it's perfect. I feel like everyone can kind of relate to it. There's like a little bit for everybody, and it's kind of perfect to watch a show that's a little lighter and full of like love and joy, especially when things are so uncertain in the world.
Yeah, so it's a kind of great for lockdown kind of show. You could make yourself a nice cup of cocoa or tea or hot chocolate or whatever you want.
Yeah,
and it's great for a duvet day, actually.
It's a very cozy show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And are you actually working on or you probably finished shooting a horror movie as well?
Oh, yes. I love horror. Like, I love watching that genre. So I was so excited when I booked that role. I can't talk too much about the project, but it's based on a book. So if you do want a sneak peek, you can read that. It's called There's Someone Inside Your House by Stephanie Perkins. But that should be out in 2021, and I am so excited to see it.
Yeah, right. That sounds great. It must be great to be in a horror movie. So you started off acting then at school. Is that when you decided you wanted to get into acting?
Yeah, I grew up dancing competitively and like singing in choir and all of that. And then in grade 6, I did my first musical. And I was so shy as a kid. My parents were absolutely shocked that I had landed a role in this musical. And it kind of snowballed from there. I found this love for it, and I found this beautiful expression where I could feel confident when I was so shy off stage.
Mm. You find a lot of performers are like that. They're very different off stage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to be able to have that part of my life and that expression, but I do feel like it's bled over into my personal life as well. I feel like it definitely has given me a lot more confidence.
Yeah. And do you find it hard to watch yourself if you've done a series? Would you like look back at Virgin River and watch yourself on it?
I used to hate watching myself because I'm a hypercritical person. I would just get nitpicky and couldn't really enjoy it. But I find I'm at a place where I can watch it and enjoy it and watch it more for seeing how it's edited together and how the music elevates it and just seeing it as an overall piece instead of just nitpicking at myself.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's very hard not to be just looking at yourself. why did I do it that way?
Yeah, a little bit. I usually just watch it once and then let it be.
Right, okay, yeah. Did you audition for this part?
Yeah, I did. I had one audition, and then my second audition was actually with Grayson, who plays Ricky, who's kind of my counterpart on the show.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. It's not often that you get to go in and work with the other actor right there and be able to create that energy. And then the next day I found it, I booked the job, which I was so excited about because this is my first series and my first time being able to stick with a character for this long. So it felt super, super cool.
Right. I guess there must have been a good chemistry then between you and Grayson.
Yeah, I feel like we were able to create this fun, young, it's kind of like an innocent love story between the two of them, which was really cool to explore.
Yeah. So is there a difference then between doing a movie where, I guess you don't get to get so in depth with the character? I guess if you're doing a series, a season, you've got more time with that character.
Yeah, I feel like with a movie, you can still go in depth and do all of that, but with a series, you get to follow their life on screen for a little bit longer and get to keep getting new pieces of who that person is with each episode. I loved getting to read the next episode whenever it came through my email and try to piece together who Lizzie was.
Right, yeah. And so when you were in school, though, you started acting. Did you do a lot of stage work then?
Yeah, lots of plays and musicals, and I would love to eventually get back on the stage and do something like that. I feel like there's nothing like the energy of being in front of a live audience. But eventually I transitioned to TV and film and met my acting coach, who I still train with, Deb Podowski, and she introduced me to my agent. So she was very instrumental in putting me onto this path that I'm on now.
That's fantastic. I know there's a very big difference between doing stage and in acting in front of camera. You've got to be much, you've got to project on stage, I guess. And
Yeah, on camera you can kind of afford to be a little bit more intimate with the stuff that you're doing and not needing to project to the back of a theater.
yeah. So I guess going back and forth between the two, it might take a little time to adjust slightly.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a good challenge to jump into that again and something that I would love to be able to do.
Right. So after school, did you study acting then?
I was doing kind of like fun acting classes for a while, and then my dad one Christmas got me lessons with my current acting coach, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I would take classes every weekend with her, and then eventually I would take classes at night after school. So I would go to school, and my dad or my mom would drive me into Vancouver. I would take class all night and then come home and go back to school. So it was a busy time, but I'm so fortunate that my parents were able to facilitate that and be so supportive.
Yeah, that's so nice of them, yeah, to give you that support. And obviously you loved it, so you dedicated yourself to it. Yeah, but have you ever written anything yourself? Have you ever written something for short movies or anything like that?
That's actually a goal of mine and something that I would love to complete. I mean, over COVID, I found I had to find other creative avenues because there was no acting work. I mean, I did do an online class, which was great, and feel like that fulfilled a creative part of me, but I found that I had to find things like other avenues that were creatively fulfilling. So I actually did start writing a bit. None of it's complete, but I finally have the ball rolling.
Yeah, but it's a good way, especially as you say, you're not in con during these days anyway. There's a lack of probably work. So this was all shot before COVID, was it originally?
Yeah, all shot before, which is great so that it's able to come out and people are able to enjoy it, especially kind of over the holidays. It comes out, I think, on American Thanksgiving.
Oh, is it Thanksgiving? No, that's
Yeah.
perfect. Yeah, and coming up to Christmas because it has that kind of feel good vibe about it.
Yeah, very cozy, very feel good. Something that I'm sure I'll like sit down and watch with my parents or something.
Yeah, right. Well, I just started watching the first episode and I'm hooked. So it'll take me a while to catch up to where you are, but I'll be there soon. So, I haven't seen you yet. Yeah. So you love musicals then? Have you done any musicals on stage?
Just in high school, so nothing like professional, but through high school, I had a really good arts program at the school I went to. We had a really good group of people that were really invested in it. So I feel like I got to do some cool musicals and was able to do stuff that I probably wouldn't have been able to have the opportunity to do otherwise.
Yeah. And when you were growing up, was Glee on TV?
It
Glee.
was. I was a fan of Glee.
Right. Oh, that's really good. Yeah. What would be your favorite? Would you have a favorite musical, film, or stage show?
I mean, obviously Hamilton.
All
That's
right.
one for sure. But during high school, we did this musical called the Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's like less well known, but it was just, it was about these kids at a spelling bee. And we were on stage for like pretty much the whole musical because it was as if we were at a spelling bee. And the songs were just so beautiful. And we were all playing these like preteen kids. And it was just really, really sweet and lovely. And I will always hold that musical as one of my favorites.
I must look that up. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Do you get to sing while spelling?
Yes, I know. I'm not the best speller because I took French for a bit in middle school. So I think it messed my spelling up for a bit, but now I'm okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, are you, you're not part of, in the part of Canada that speaks French, are you?
No, I'm not. But in school, we take French or Spanish.
All right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So anything else coming up then after, I guess, have you been on any shoots that since COVID? I mean, I'm sure shoots are very different now.
Yeah, I did some reshoots and just lots of new safety protocols, testing multiple times a week, wearing N95 masks, and except for when you're shooting. It all feels very safe and I feel like they've put in really good protocols. And especially being in Canada, I feel pretty safe going to work.
Oh, yeah. Like Canada is a lot safer than the US, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like they did a really good job here. We have Bonnie Henry taking care of us.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Yeah. So you've probably been tested lots of times then, have you?
Yeah. So it's good to know for sure that I don't have anything. And it's nice to have that guarantee.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I hear it's quite invasive though, is it? You get stuck in your nose, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't had it done yet, but maybe I won't ever have to. Should they have a vaccine now coming?
Yes, that would be the best case scenario.
Yeah. So have you got anything, apart from the horror movie, is there anything else that's coming out?
Just that so far. Virgin River, the horror movie. I think that'll be enough for people for now.
Right, yeah. So, look, I'm really looking forward to watching Virgin River and seeing what happens. So you're the new girl that arrives in town and there's a bit of a love story going on.
Yeah, I'm like this new girl from LA. She's
LA, what do country people think of her?
I know, she's a bit of a fish out of water. Her fashion is very different than the people of Virgin River. And she definitely thinks Virgin River is lame and dead and doesn't love it right away and is very opposed to the people there and the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's cool, like her arc, even over the first season that she's there, just seeing her kind of like, not only her relationship with Ricky, but her relationship with the town and with the people there. Yeah. It was really fun to play with because she wasn't just this angsty teen.
Right, yeah. And Ricky's a country boy, is he?
Yeah.
Right, but she gets over that.
Yeah. I mean, there's not many options in Virgin River. She has to keep herself entertained.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like my daughter, you know, she's pretty cool and we live in the countryside. So she's had her frustrations with country living.
Well, maybe she'll relate to Lizzie.
I will. Yeah, I'll tell her to have a look. She probably will. She's probably a bit madder than Lizzie, though. She dyes her hair and has piercings.
Oh, wow. Lizzie's a little wild, too. So they might find common ground.
All right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll tell her to have a look. Yeah. Well, listen, it's been really good chatting to you. And what time of the day is it where you are? It's probably...
It's just after 9, so the beginning of the day.
Oh, it's the end of the day here. It's dark.
Are you based in London?
No, I'm actually in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, although the show is based in London, I'm in Ireland. And we'll have to stay here until I'm let go again. Until it's safe to leave again, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm near the beach, so I can go to the beach. And
well, that sounds pretty lovely.
I actually go for a dip twice a week in the freezing cold weather of Ireland. Anyway, listen, it's been really nice chatting to you. And I can't wait to see the rest of the series and the horror movie. I know you don't want to talk too much about it, but that is coming out on Netflix, isn't it?
That's Netflix as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there'll be lots of blood and lots of suspense.
Brilliant. I can't wait to see that. I like horror. Yeah. So, Sarah, it's been really nice talking to you. And
yeah, you too.
Good luck with the rest of your career.